This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an inspiring message from our friends over at Voice of Prophecy.
A little talk on ear protection, another wonderful recipe from Gia and her clan,
and music from Matt and Jussie Minicus. Join us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we're so thrilled that you're joining us today on this Monday morning here at Wake Up With Hope. And today, I'm not alone. I have a special guest today with me. Her name's Hannah Druick, and we're so happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Christian. I'm so happy to be here joining you. Have you ever wanted to do something amazing? Have you ever wanted to make a difference in the world or just in someone else's life? Today is your day.
That's right. It's your day today. Why? Because it's National Spark the World Day. I love it. You know, it's a day created to celebrate the people who go the extra mile and inspire others to greatness.
How can you spark your world today? Share some inspirational content, like our program. Share some kind words with someone and spread some light and love as you encourage others to spark their own worlds.
Yes, you know, what a fun thought. And we have lots of inspiring content to share with you this morning as we spark the world ourselves from our own corner here at Wake Up With Hope. So let's get started, Hannah, by taking a look back at what took place on this very day in history.
Let's do it. On this day in history, in 1939, station W2XBS, later known as WNBC-TV, broadcast the first televised Major League Baseball game. Announcer Red Barber called the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, New York. At the time, television was not the popular household item it is today. In fact, in all of New York, there were only about 400 televisions. But this broadcast was the beginning of a monumental change in the future of television, broadcasting, and sports. I don't have to tell you that today, the sports industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And of course, televisions are seen almost as a necessity in the majority of American households. Times have certainly changed.
You know, while television certainly has made it possible for some very positive, encouraging, and uplifting messages to be shown to millions of people at the same time, such as this program you're watching right now, we can agree that there has also been some major drawbacks as well. You know, our encouragement for you today is this, that as you face the bad and ugly of this world, that you will choose the good. As you keep in mind the future paradise of heaven, where no ugly is going to exist. And I can't wait for that day. Oh, I can't wait.
I can't either, Christian. Gia, Olive, and Moses are back and in the kitchen. And today they are making a delicious and kid-friendly, easy chia seed jam that is also sugar-free.
We are making jam.
I love the way you say it. It's so cute. We're making homemade jam. It tastes good and it doesn't have all that sugar in it, hopefully, like the ones in the shop. It is a very simple recipe. I use any frozen fruit. I think strawberries really make it the best. So do you want to put the frozen fruit? We're going to put it in a pan. And you are going to cook the frozen fruit until it softens up and starts to break up. And then I use a spoon just to mash it up. Now, we've made some to show you, and we put it in the fridge. And so this is what it looks like when it's set. And we're going to show you how to get to this spot, okay? So, and it's fun for the kids because they get to see where their food comes from. I find that when you buy food from the supermarket, like so you buy jam already made, the kids don't really appreciate it as much. They're like, yeah, I love jam, but actually seeing how their food is made, I just find kids really just enjoy food better. They'll be more likely to eat it because they've made it. So these are just things, little tips that I've used in my home. It starts to thicken up. As you can see, it's starting to thicken up as well, and it's softer, so you're able to mush it. You can actually use like a potato masher as well. Okay, we're done. So here we have it. I've just been mashing the strawberries. Okay, and Moses is going to add some, What are you going to add there? What's in that? Lemon juice. Lemon juice. Just, oh, inside there. Can you try and get it in there? Try. No, that was a bit scary, was it, for you? Yeah, I'll just put it in there. That's all right. It's just lemon juice. It'll dry. So add the lemon juice, and then I add some maple syrup. Now, depending on how sweet you want it, it's you can add 2 tablespoons, 1 tablespoon. No matter, it depends on how sweet your strawberries are. I just like to use a little bit to sweeten it up. And then after you've put that in and mixed it through, then I put the chia seeds. Now, this is what's going to give it like a really thick gel type of consistency. So I put the chia seeds in there, and then I let it cook for maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes after I put the chia seeds in there. And then you're done and you're ready to put it in a jar. As the time goes, you'll see it'll start to thicken up more and more with the chia seeds. Look at that. And now we're going to leave that. I'm going to turn the heat off because it doesn't need it anymore. And I'm going to actually show you what it looks like when it's finished. And here we have, what's this?
Jam.
Jam. Jam. This is our jam. I made this yesterday. And I'm going to show you, actually, you know what my son loves? He loves peanut butter and jam. There are kids that have peanut allergies, but when you're at home, it's okay. I know you can't take it to school, but I love having a whole peanut butter, 100%, the crunchy especially, 100%, nothing else in it, and some jam on top. Can I have that spoon? Thank you. So this is what the jam looks like. Look at that. Delicious. Homemade jam for your kids and your whole family.
Yahoo!
Put it in a sealed jar in the fridge. We'll see you next time. Bye.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment.
And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
Yes, Matt and Josie Minicus will bless us now in song right after this short break. But first, we have doctor's orders.
I'm going out to mow the lawn now. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Not like that, you're not.
Why? Is it too cold? Do I need a jacket?
No, that's not the problem.
Is it raining? Really? These weathermen just seem to be throwing darts to make their forecast. What are we even paying them for?
We're not paying them.
Well, that's the problem. You get what you pay for.
Well, we can't blame the weatherman for this problem. It's not raining.
Well, what could possibly be the problem then?
You have forgotten your ear protection again.
Oh, Narada, you worry about too much. This is a lawnmower, not a jet engine. I'll only be out there for a couple of hours. Now, what is 2 hours compared to my healthy lifestyle?
Healthy lifestyle? That's not what I'd call it. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. For now, you just need to put these on and protect your ears.
What did you say?
I said you need to protect your ears.
Gotcha.
Oh, now, did you know 20% of the world's population reports hearing loss? That's twice as many as diabetes and cancer.
Hang on, you can't just throw around diabetes and cancer like they're a baseball. They're not even in the same ballpark.
Okay, they're different, but hearing is really important. You know, 2 hours of yard work with a loud machine like this can cause irreversible damage to your hearing.
Why do you always have to be doom and gloom?
Doom and gloom, it's a simple solution. You just need to wear ear protection.
Oh, so like my headphones, I can listen to my rock and roll and rock while I'm out mowing?
No, that would be even worse, listening to music over a loud machine. Be sure to protect your hearing from loud noise and loud music. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we believe our program will be a lovely start to your week.
Matt and Josie Minicus join us this morning as they sing Rest a While.
Rest a while. Of God, lay your head upon him. close your eyes and simply rest. He knows all that you need. He has heard, he has seen. So come and lay your burdens down and let his love surround.
Don't go anywhere, friends. When we return, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will join us for a devotional thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We pray you are feeling the love and hope of Jesus this Monday morning. It's now time for our morning devotional.
Yes, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy are here to share with us.
High school. Do those two words stir up emotions for you? Does high school bring back fond memories of time with friends, a favorite teacher who inspired you, or does it trigger memories of social anxiety? You know, I think for most of us, our high school memories are a combination of fond memories and anxious ones. Those years are difficult ones. We're all trying to figure out who we are and what our place in the world is. And to do that, we have to navigate our way through the social hierarchy of high school life. I'm glad that those years are over. But there are times in my life when those old, awkward feelings resurface. Like when I'm in a new situation and I don't know where or how I fit in. I can feel like I'm in the high school cafeteria all over again, not sure about my place or whether I belong. Can you relate? Well, there's one group that I think can relate to those high school social anxieties. That's the first century Corinthians. Now, the book of 1 Corinthians is an epistle, a letter. It was written by Paul to the church in Corinth. And Paul writes to the people in the church that he helped to establish. Paul had lived, worked, and fellowshipped in Corinth. He knew the challenges that the people there faced. Now, Corinth sat at an interesting intersection in place and time. It was a Greek city in a Roman Empire and culture. Corinth also was geographically situated at the crossroads of north and south, east and west. The city's inhabitants, well, they prized athleticism, self-sufficiency, and consumer success. The culture was one of self-promotion and reliance, and social standing was vitally important in the cutthroat culture of first century Corinth. Now, the new believers in Corinth struggled to balance the culture of their city and community with that of their newfound faith. And Paul writes to help in this struggle, and he has some advice on how to soothe their anxieties about their social standing. It's good advice for the first century church and for us. Paul reminds them of their social standing coming into the church. Most of the Corinthian church members were pretty ordinary. Paul then reminds them of how God had transformed their ordinary lives into something extraordinary, something beyond what their secular culture offered. And so let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being may boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Beautiful words. You know, the Corinthian church was a lot like any church today. Most of the believers came from ordinary backgrounds. Most weren't exceptionally wise, powerful, or of noble birth. That's true in my church, too. And yet God chose them to be a part of His body of believers. Did you catch that as we read the verses? Three times it says, God chose. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world. God chose and still chooses ordinary people to follow Him. Our social standing means nothing in God's eyes. God isn't worried about our social status, but the Corinthians still struggled with this. And we too often struggle with it, but we don't have to. As believers in Christ, our social standing is completely reversed. We change from ordinary to highly valued. And that reversal of social standing has nothing to do with us. We can't make it happen out of our own desires, talents, and certainly not through our own self-promotion. Our reversal in social standing happens solely through God, through the change that God wrought in our hearts and in our lives. God creates this transformation so that no one might boast in the presence of God. So, what is our new social status as Christians? Well, in the verses that we just read, we saw that in Christ, we have righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Socially, Christ's righteousness means that we now stand as having been made right through Jesus and by God. And as sanctified Christians, we belong to God. We're part of His close circle. He is near to us, and we can draw near to Him without fear or anxiety. And we who are Christ's are redeemed. We have been intentionally and purposely chosen and purchased by God. And so, our status as Christians is out of this world, literally. And yet, our heads shouldn't swell because of that. Our status has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with God and His work in our lives. We don't have to have any social anxiety in the family of God. We believers are changed through Him, and that's something to boast or delight in. Not in ourselves, but we, just like the early Corinthian believers, can boast in God. Feeling anxious in a social setting? Remember how God sees and values you, just as Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Consider your calling. God chose you, and I'm so thankful that He has the power to reverse our social status for eternity. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, just like the early believers in Corinth, we live in a world that values self-promotion and self-reliance. A world that values status and power and even nobility. But Lord, we thank You that Your way is not like the world's. You offer us salvation and the chance to belong to You. There is no greater status than belonging to You. Father, soothe our hearts this week and remind us of our standing with You. Amen. Well, high school and social anxiety, the two go hand in hand, don't they? But our social anxieties aren't limited just to those years. Social anxiety might be a daily struggle for you, or it might pop up at the most unexpected times. But the next time it does, remember, when you accept Jesus, you belong to God. We are His, and we each belong. We have a place in this world that's created uniquely for us. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store, go into it with hope.
What a blessing. Thank you.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be having our devotional thought, and we will have a special prayer session with our good friends from the Let's Pray team. Plus, we will have another inspiring episode from The Incredible Journey. We hope to see you there.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped many people connect with Jesus, so be sure to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
Awesome. Now, before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you. And today's Bible promise comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. You know, what a marvelous thought. Jesus wants all of us to be saved and to know Him and His truths. And what can we do today? What can we do to draw closer to Him? Well, just put it into practice. Open the Word of God. Take time with Jesus. You can be sure Jesus will be right by your side as you do. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, how thankful we are that today we've been able to receive such wonderful hope. Thank You, Lord. We have the assurance that You're by our side. We're not alone. And we pray that as we walk with You today, that we would just fix our eyes on You. May we not forget that You're by our side, filling us with hope continuously as we trust in You. Thank You so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.